Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Kulikov in against Yanmark at center ice. These two are going to be engaged at center. Then A.J. Greer comes in, and he grabs a hold of Yanmark and says, if you want to have a conversation, we'll happily have it right here. And here comes Jonah Gajewicz. 5 seconds on the clock. The whistle blows. Now they're going to run it off, I believe. The final seconds tick away, and the Panthers are 5-2 winners here in Game 5 in Edmonton. The Panthers take a 3-2 lead in the Stanley Cup Final, and the Panthers will head home for Tuesday night's Game 6, needing just one win to make it back-to-back Stanley Cups.
One quart of oil left in the Edmonton engine. See what they're able to do with it.
Liggins and Billy Lindsay on the call as the Panthers, 60 minutes away from another Stanley Cup. How about that on Saturday night? What a weekend of sports. I'm Hollywood. Omar Kelly is here with us today. Trevor is driving the program. And Omar, good morning to you, my friend.
Give me about 30 minutes to wake up.
But I know. Mondays are tough, man. Mondays are tough. Nobody likes a Monday, but we have to do it. And we got, I'll tell you, Omar, you can tell by my voice, I'm not feeling 1,000% here this
morning. Actually, you sound fine.
You sound fine, my man.
Thank you, guys. Well, I feel like crap. But nevertheless, I blame it on these NBA Finals and NHL Stanley Cup Final here, because this is the one, like, stretch of the year, the 2 weeks of the year, where you're up, like, two nights a week for each one. Right, so you're not sleeping the way you should be. So I blame them for that. But the Panthers are, they could have a parade next weekend.
I was thinking
in
Friday.
Fort Lauderdale.
I'm thinking
they
Friday.
Could have a parade next weekend. In
oh,
Fort Lauderdale.
Let's not take a victory lap before we finish.
I know.
Before
I know.
We've closed.
But man, I was a little concerned after the meltdown, after what happened. I thought Edmonton was going to give them a whole heck of a better game than they did. The Panthers went out and dominated them in that Game 5, so now it comes back here for a Game 6, and the Cats have a chance to close this thing out. The Brad Marchand thing is kind of funny, though. You know, we look at teams down here, and they're always making additions, and you always wonder, like, is this going to be worth it? How is this going to go? And, like, you know, that I hate to kind of, like, you know, lump this in there, but, like, Terry Rozier for the Heat, right? You brought him in, you're like, oh, this is going to be a big piece for us. This
oh,
is
yeah.
going to be a guy that's going to...
He scores buckets.
And he was terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible. But Brad Marchand, you bring this guy in here, I don't think the Panthers win this thing without him. He's been so good in this final that it's just, again, it's amazing. Like, everything the Panthers touch, everyone they bring in.
Culture, baby.
Just seems to work, man. Maybe that is a culture
Listen,
thing.
The Panthers are actually making me – everybody who follows me knows I'm not a big believer in this whole culture talk and changing the culture, blah, 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 blah. I've just heard it for so many years down here with the Dolphins, and obviously you've seen they keep doing the same thing. History keeps repeating itself. But Panthers are showing you that, yes, you can change a culture. I don't know exactly how they did it, I'm very curious and interested in reading a book about it and the thought process, especially if they win it back-to-back. I am going to give you an informative stat that I heard today that I found very interesting, and it's going to make me sound like I know hockey, okay? Mm. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
All right,
now
go.
I want to know who you stole it from.
I couldn't even tell you who I stole from.
Okay.
The Panthers have led for 200 minutes in this series, and the opponent has led for 33.
I've heard that already, my man. So,
but here's the thing, and like, and I was listening to a guy driving in this morning. Like, yeah. If the Panthers don't have that collapse in Game 4, the series is over. So, do they come back here tomorrow night? By the way, I don't know if you saw.
Was it a collapse considering they had score in the final 18 seconds?
It was a pretty. Yeah, it was historic, actually. They said no team had ever given up that kind of. But it doesn't matter now. It does not matter. Now all you got to do is win this one here at home, and that's that. And you get another Stanley Cup. And, boy, I'll tell you, though, man, the Trevor knows this because he's a ticket holder over there. Those tickets are expensive.
I will tell you off-air how much I sold my Game 6 tickets.
Yeah, those did. It's expensive to get into the building on Tuesday night. You're looking at about $1,000 just to get in price.
Okay.
You want to see the Panthers potentially
just to get
the
in.
Cup. Now, obviously not a lock.
What's the lower level? I know it's a little more anyways. I know how much I sold mine for.
Well, they are the Panthers are favored in that game. And I got to tell you, I don't see the Oilers coming back in this series. But with that being said, I feel like every time I guess on this Panthers-Oilers thing, I've been wrong. Because last year, as you know, they went up 3-0. Oilers come all the way back. Panthers win Game 7. This year, there's been a little bit more back and forth in the series, but the Panthers just still, again, seem like the dominant and better team through five games. So we'll have Game 6 here on Tuesday night. The NBA Finals, which has been pretty intriguing, they will have their Game 5 tonight.
Who are you going for, by the way? I never asked you that question.
It's tough, man. It is a tough series. I happen to think... I might be wrong about this, but I happen to think Indiana's the better team.
I happen to agree with you.
I don't know, man. Like I just feel like they're the better team.
I don't think they're the better team. I think they're the team that I'm rooting for. You know how you're watching a game.
Oh, I don't mind either one.
Yeah, I don't mind either one. I don't have a horse in the race.
Anything.
When I'm watching a game, you know how you find yourself like pulling for one team or the other. Internally, you don't have any rooting interest. You don't have any money on the game, but you're watching and you're like, yeah, when that team scores or makes an impressive play, I find it to be Indiana. Maybe that's my thing about underdogs.
So it is funny because they were huge, huge underdogs going into the series, Indiana, and they're a good team. Like they do have
especially
good players. Tyrese Haliburton's a really good player. Yeah. Pascal Siakam's good. Miles Turner's good. And they have some nice role players on that team that have stepped up and, you know, continue to play well. OKC obviously has the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Chet Holmgren is a good player. They do have some nice players on that team as well, and they were the best team throughout the entire season. I think Indiana's got a real shot to win this series. I do. This game tonight will be very, very intriguing, and I know that Oklahoma City – they are monster favorites in this game tonight. But that's how it's been the entire series. Like they have been big favorites. And they were when the series was 2-1, they were still favored to win the series. Just to give you an idea of how much, you know, the Vegas people like Oklahoma City. But that game is also tonight. Omar, you wrapped up mini camp last week, so I guess all things are quiet for you until hopefully. All things are quiet.
Yeah.
I should say, hopefully.
Tyreek ran a race this weekend.
I saw that. Did he do that with Dude Perfect?
No. Who's
Dude
Perfect?
Dude Perfect is?
No, I don't.
Dude Perfect's the dude who did all the trick shots with Johnny Manziel and everybody.
Yeah, they're a group of.
They're from they're outside of Dallas.
So my son loves Dude Perfect. We actually went and saw them at the Panther Arena at Amarant Bank Arena. This was like years ago. They're a group of guys that did though. They're from Texas A&M, and they did those trick shots when like I was in college. Like they're that old.
I was too.
So yeah, they did like all these crazy trick shots. I'll show you the video. You'll know the video if you see it. But now they do videos because they're huge. They're like the most popular people on YouTube.
Okay.
They do videos with celebrities. They've done like Steph Curry, Luka. Like they've done videos with like everyone. So I think they had to do with this video. I'll show you the tweet. But yes, I saw Tyreek is getting his track legs loose here.
10-1-5, which is supposably good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, I mean, he's just trying to show he's not old.
I'll still fast. If he wants to run track in the off season, whatever. I know that those guys do tend to get hurt, so I hope that he doesn't, you know, rip up his hamstring.
So let me ask you a question. What do you want him to do? Just sit on his tushy for 5 weeks?
Yes, just sit on your hands and don't do anything.
I just don't want Tyreek getting arrested.
He's a video game guy, no?
Oh God, yes.
He's a video game guy.
Yes, you're right. Correct.
Go play video games.
Go to Twitch.
We got hosed on like Grand Theft Auto 6, though, man. They pushed that thing back like a whole year.
I think you'll be all right.
I don't know, man.
It'll give you an opportunity to become a better parent.
Yeah, I don't know. That is good parenting when I can go off and play a video game for hours by myself.
That's great parenting. I actually approve that for you, Hollywood.
Says people with no kids.
Stop it, Omar.
Texter said, Omar, that 233 stat doesn't make you sound like you know hockey. It makes you sound like you bought yesterday's newspapers. There you go.
All right. I worked.
You
for
did. You do buy the newspaper.
Yeah, I do. It's an important industry that keeps me employed.
This guy says, for Father's Day, I got my first Panthers ticket, section 101, directly behind the benches, row 3. You talking about tomorrow night?
Yeah.
My God, man.
Well, your wife loves
those
you.
Those are going for like $5,000 I saw.
Yeah, you got some good kids over there. Wow.
Your kids love you.
Your wife and kids.
Yeah.
I'm not that good of a dad. I didn't get anything close to that.
How was your Father's Day?
It was good.
What's good?
I don't do anything, man. I don't need to go out to like, she was like, oh, let's go to brunch.
Oh.
You know?
There's a brunch place.
Yeah, okay. There's a brunch place, and it's, you know, because it's Father's Day. It's $75
ahead. It's going to be empty.
Yeah, it's going to be packed. It's $75.
No, it's not going to be packed. It's going to be empty. It's not Mother's Day.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So I am big on just like, I told him, I just want to sit by the pool.
Which one, chill?
I just sit by the pool. You know, you guys want to make breakfast, fantastic. And I just want to relax, man. That's it. I don't. Maybe I'm getting too old these days. Mm-hmm. That I just don't have it in me anymore to fight the brunch crowds or whatever. But I've never been a big brunch guy to begin with.
You're not missing much in the brunch crowd. It sucks anyways.
Yeah, I've never been a big brunch guy to begin with. Like, I don't need to.
Breakfast at noon? It's not your thing?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not a big breakfast guy. I don't eat breakfast.
That's terrible. Hold on, wait. In your defense, you kind of eat lunch for breakfast because you probably get home and eat something at 11 o'clock.
I will occasionally make McDonald's breakfast on the way home.
Oh, you make it? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are 10:30, some of them are 11. McDonald's breakfast is just...
I'm a Burger King breakfast guy.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
Chick-fil-A
the croissant sandwich.
All day. I'm sorry, guys.
I like a croissant sandwich. I never had Chick-fil-A's breakfast.
I've never had Chick-fil-A's breakfast either.
They have breakfast?
Yes, they do. It's actually really good.
Okay, I've had Taco Bell breakfast.
You're not...
Which happens to be really good.
Is it really good?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Everything they sell there is good.
I like Wendy's breakfast, but Burger King
Wendy's
is the king.
Is good. I like
I'm sorry,
sandwich,
you can't beat a croissant sandwich. There's nothing McDonald's offers that can beat a croissant sandwich.
A regular Egg McMuffin to me is just, that does it for me. But someone said, the guy said tickets were almost $15,000 for two after the fees. Man. 813, your family really likes you.
Listen, Here's my thing about Father's Day, and I truly do hope, and I say this every year, and I get on the Twitter feed, mm-hmm. and I encourage fathers, don't get on the grill on Father's Day, stay off the grill, don't let them punk you, and make you cook them dinner on your day.
So I'm excited now. I'm going to learn how to grill for the first time.
Oh, yeah?
I've never owned a grill. I've lived in condos my entire life.
Yes, where grilling is not allowed.
No grilling. You can't have one on your balcony. You set the whole place on fire. I don't know how to use one. The only time I really have a grill around me is like when we do our fantasy drafts and we rent a house, and which we're doing again this year. And one of my buddies, my buddy Jeremy, he's the one that's always on the grill.
Uh-huh, okay.
Because he just like thinks he's the best cook, and we don't want to argue with him because
he's going to do the work.
Yeah, yeah. So he does it. So.
You should praise him so he keeps doing it.
We do. Absolutely. I have never owned a grill, though, and I'm very excited to do this, and I was trying to figure out like what kind of
Yeah.
Some of it, like they said the charcoal grill tastes the best.
Yes, tastes the best. Absolutely.
But it's the most difficult.
Yes, it is.
Then I was reading that if you leave the gas, the gas tank out in the sun for too long, it could explode, so I don't want to explode the new house. Like, I'm trying to not kill anyone, essentially, is what I'm trying to do here.
Quick question. Do you have a line you can connect your grill to the gas line?
I have no idea.
He has no idea.
No, it's the best way to do it. My parents do it. That's why it's a game changer.
He has absolutely no idea.
I don't even know if we have gas at this house.
Okay. I just want to ask first.
I don't even know.
You should find out.
Do all houses have that? I don't know.
I prefer gas. When you look at your stove,
we have lights and an air conditioning. That's all I know.
Is your stove electric? You'll find.
I have no idea.
If it's not electric, then you have gas in your house, which is great for you because that means you can cook when there's a hurricane.
Excellent. That's exciting news.
This is why I want to ask: is if you have gas?
Yeah, I mean, it's important. If you have gas in your house, you got hot water and you can cook during a hurricane, so it's kind of important for survival. But yeah, I'm a charcoal guy. It tastes better. There's no questioning about it. Mm-hmm. For starter kit, go with a grill. Starter kit. Just get your legs underneath
grill.
You.
All yeah. Right. Well, anyway, guys, we have a lot of stuff sports related to get to here. We do have some texts coming in, so if you have a Dolphins text for Omar, he will be happy to answer that. Mike Florio on Friday, this was as good as Mike has been, and that's saying a lot because Mike is good every week here on our show, but he had some really strong stuff on Mike McDaniel. I want everyone to hear this, and we will discuss it. So we'll hear from Mike Florio, who's on with us on Friday when we come back here on QAM. All right, welcome back in here on QAM. Hope everyone's having a good start to their Monday morning.
You aren't.
No, I'm hurting, man. I am hurting. These late nights have, I think they've caught up to me here, Omar, and I have I have been hit by the bug. I'm Hollywood, by the way. Omar Kelly is here with us today. Trevor driving the program. The Panthers will be back in action tomorrow, trying to close out their series, the NBA Finals, tonight. But I do want to get back to, real quick here, Omar, what Mike Florio was saying. And by the way, if you have any Dolphins-related questions you would like to ask Omar, 305-567-0560 is how you text those in. He had some strong stuff about Mike McDaniel there.
Yeah, he did.
And I would love to address what he's saying. A lot of them. There are coordinators and there are head coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
You know, some guys can be great coordinators, not as great as head coaches, right? Because you don't need to be a leader to be a coordinator.
That is
right. You just need to be creative and sit in your booth and call your plays.
Mm-hmm.
Vic Fangio is a good example.
I would actually like to see Vic Fangio get another head coach opportunity.
Because that'll never happen.
I think he was set up for failure in Chicago. COVID impacted him significantly. And I would like to see him get another opportunity. It probably won't happen because of his age and because of his style and because of he's an old school coach and this generation of athletes cannot handle it. But let me ask you this question, this one important question. What lie about the Miami Dolphins did Vic Fangio tell? Because everything he said was spot on about the team.
In hindsight, he put together one of the better game plans you'll ever see in the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
to shut down Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but it's a young man's game, and I've had this conversation with Vic Fangio. It's a young man's game,
which is why he can't be a head coach, but coordinator. He's doing a pretty good job there.
But here's the thing, and I have the greatest amount of respect for Mike Florio. He's built an empire. An empire. And that's worth millions. That all of the NFL checks on a regular basis, every single day, multiple times a day. Mike Florio is like one of the kings of the media business. But I'm on the ground floor. Not only am I on the ground floor, but I have covered a lot of head coaches. If you don't recall,
you've covered the Dolphins. So there's been a lot of them.
I began with Cam
Not only
Cameron.
A lot, but every type, every personality.
I've covered every type twice.
Old, young, mean, mean.
Grumpy, player friendly. Yeah, but it doesn't.
Every kind.
I have done it twice. Whatever you want to think about it, I have done it
not
twice.
Not even a college coach?
Actually, I have not done a college coach. That's a good point. But I have covered college level. I've covered Bobby Bowden.
I meant like college guy going to the pros. So
Yeah. Okay. I have not done that.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to happen anymore. But let me say this. Mike is a head coach. And I know this because I've covered guys who were offensive guys who had no business being a head coach. I've covered a lot of them. Mike is a head coach. Mike has command of his team. Mike has a presence to him. Mike can present in front of a room. Mike can adjust. Mike can delegate. All the things that you need to be a head coach, Mike has. And I'm not saying this because I like him. I'm not saying this because he's got an amazing sneaker game. I'm not saying this because we got a great relationship and he feeds me information. I'm not saying this for any of those reasons because none of them apply. I know what a head coach looks like, and Mike is a head coach. So I disagree with Florio, and I can say that Florio is wrong because Florio is not on the ground level. And Florio does not see it the way that I see it.
In fairness to Mike, he might end up being right if this season goes out.
No matter what, he's going to end up being right because ultimately Mike McDaniel is going to be fired.
No, at some point.
Yes,
a foregone conclusion.
Oh no, it's no. I'm not talking about this season. Coaches are fired.
Yes, eventually someday. Yes.
Coaches.
I don't know if he's going to be the coach of the Dolphins the next 30 years, and they're going to Belichick him at the end, but.
I mean, Belichick got fired.
Yes, he did.
So you will be – Mike will eventually be fired.
Belichick didn't want to admit that he was fired. You hear him in those interviews? He's like in denial.
Yeah.
It was mutual. No, it was mutual.
Mutual.
Yeah.
Never mutual.
It was mutual.
They were never mutual.
They weren't getting along. But what happened was last year, not only did you lose your starting quarterback – and then really not have a number two, and then have to train a guy who had been with your team for 2 weeks about a whole new offense and chemistry, and then realize he couldn't learn it and have to dumb it down and simplify your offense and then make it very simple for defenses to play you. Aside from that, that was going on. What also was going on was that you did not have the same vibe, chemistry, cohesion, bond, friendship, leadership, talent level that you had in 2023 and 2024. Now, whether Tua was healthy for the full season or not, you just didn't have it. Those guys did not like each other last year. And I know this because I was there. And there were cliques, and they weren't, and maybe the losing contributed to it. And made it splinter a little bit more. But when I tell you that Calais Campbell and Teron Armstead had a heavy, heavy, heavy task mm-hmm. of trying to keep that team united and focused and driven as the leaders, they were putting in some work.
All right, I want to continue this conversation because I thought Mike had some interesting stuff on too as well. So we'll keep that going. Omar Kelly's here with us on this Monday morning talking some Dolphins. The Panthers are one game away, 60 minutes away from back-to-back Stanley Cups. We could have a parade next weekend. How about that, man? We could have another parade in our town if the Cats can close this thing out in Game 6. Coming up tomorrow night, the finals, the NBA finals are tonight in a very intriguing series. That thing is knotted up. So we will take a pause. We had a lot more to get to here on this Monday morning. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Trevor in for Joe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.